Iran expands terrorist bombings to Jordan and Qatar. By John Hayward on July 9, 2026. Jordanian state media on Thursday reported 8 to 10 missiles launched by Iran were intercepted within Jordan's airspace, while Qatar reported drone attacks. Iran previously attacked Bahrain and Kuwait after violating its peace deal with the United States to launch terror strikes on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Jordanian media reported Iran's missile strike targeted the Azraq military base. Iran's Terrorist Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, claimed it destroyed the U.S. command and control facility at Azraq, while Jordan said the Iranian missiles were intercepted without significant damage or loss of life. Kuwait said it detected and intercepted 3 Iranian ballistic missiles, 1 cruise missile, and 10 drones in its airspace on Thursday morning. All of the weapons were successfully intercepted, but one person was injured by falling shrapnel. The Qatari Foreign Ministry issued a statement on Thursday denouncing Iran's attacks on itself, Jordan, Bahrain, and Kuwait as a blatant violation of the sovereignty of those countries and a flagrant breach of international law. The Qatari statement expressed full solidarity with the other countries and support for all measures they take to preserve their sovereignty and security. Qatari officials also insisted that none of the military bases in their country have been involved in any U.S. attacks on Iran. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, also condemned Iran's latest round of attacks, calling them a flagrant violation of the sovereignty of the targeted countries and a threat to their security and stability. As with the Qatari statement, the UAE called for de-escalation and dialogue. Both the IRGC and Iran's foreign ministry threatened to continue the wanton attacks on neighboring states. If the terrorist American army repeats its aggression, other American bases in the region will not be safe from our heavy fire, the IRGC said. The Iranian foreign ministry brushed off Iran's attacks on commercial vessels, which prompted punitive airstrikes from the United States, and said the real issue was the U.S. supposedly violating Iran's fanciful reading of the June Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with criminal attacks. Iran explicitly promised not to hinder shipping through the Strait of Hormuz in that document, but the foreign ministry made no effort to reconcile Iran's belligerent behavior with that promise. Instead, it huffed at the U.S. for daring to strike Iranian infrastructure while the protracted funeral for slain Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was still in progress. At a time when the wise and courageous Iranian people, through their magnificent and unparalleled presence at the historic funeral ceremonies for the martyred leader of the Islamic Revolution, have demonstrated their resolve to confront malicious enemies and safeguard the nation's authority, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, the wicked and deranged U.S. administration has resorted to insults, fabrications, and military aggression. This includes targeting the railway route toward Mashhad, and acting tended to compensate for its inability to comprehend the glory of Iranian patriotism and loyalty to the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. The Iranian Foreign Ministry expressed its disgust at the vile rhetoric employed by the U.S. President and other American officials against the great Iranian nation, presumably a reference to U.S. President Donald Trump denouncing the regime in Tehran as evil, sick people and cuckoo for their unprovoked attacks on civilian ships.